You're listening to the Emerging Leaders Podcast, hosted by the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome to the first ever edition of the Chamber Emerging Leaders Podcast. And I could not think of a better guest than have Mr. Josh K on. Josh, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me, Jacob.
Yeah, so happy for you to be here. Ton of experience in the real estate industry, but also somebody that's been extremely involved in the community. We got Mr. Zach Soliki making some faces in the background. We always love having Zach keeping things animated over here. But somebody that's been extremely involved in the community, understands the importance of community engagement and being a leader, not only business leader, but community leader as well. So I'm excited to hear some of your perspectives and things you learned over the years that a lot of our emerging professionals can learn from.
Sure.
So for you, the passion for the community, helping people around you get better. I know you served on a lot of boards over the years, been active in the YMCA. Where does that come from? Why do you feel it's important?
Well, I think what that dedication to service comes from, at least in the, through that Salem lens, is the fact that my family's been here since the 1800s. So my family's been in the town and kind of helped start the town through industry. And so I've got this lineage of this family history here, and then still, you know, my family still owns and operates the Salem Golf Club, which is a great place of community in the town, not just for golf. And so I've lived here. My wife and I have built our house here. We just had our child. And
congratulations.
Like, thank you. Thank you. L Rose, if you're listening, you're 3 months old. Hello.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I love Salem. We decided to stay here. There's been a lot of my friends over the years that decided to leave because they wanted to go pursue life in another city or another part of the world or another industry that maybe wasn't as prevalent here, because there might only be so many options here in Salem for employment or recreation or, you know, just anything. And so if I'm saying, like, if we're going to be here, then we're going to really lean into community. And, you know, that word gets thrown around a lot. But what is community? I mean, it can be as little as coming together around a fire in somebody's backyard in Northeast Salem and hanging out. It can be as big as, you know, convening a large group gathering for a political or social purpose. But, like, when you think about Salem as a town, it's a town that's becoming a city and it's growing like crazy. And, you know, if you want to be part of it and you want to be part of making decisions, if you want to be at the table where those decisions at least are getting made, you got to engage. And so that's what my wife Lillian and I have been really intentional about. Like, we're going to be here, we're going to live here, we're going to raise our family here, and we're going to serve. And in the process, we've made some awesome lifelong friends, learned a ton just through programming, just about what's going on, what some of the challenges that people are facing on a, you know, micro and macro scale. But just the relationships that have been garnered along the way has been really special. And it's turned into mentors and friends, like real friends.
And I do want to talk to you about a mentorship, being somebody that's, you know, been around a lot of successful people in the community, has found success on your own. When you think of mentors and establishing effective relationships with a new mentor, what are some things that come to mind? And for, you know, young professionals out there that maybe understand they need help, they need some guidance, but don't really know yet how to approach somebody that they respect and admire in that capacity. What should that look like?
Well, it can come in a lot of different ways. It doesn't necessarily need to be a very structured, will you be my mentor, please? I was just telling you before we started, like, there's been people that have been my mentors that didn't even know they were my mentors because I was listening for it and I was asking the right questions. But when you talk about seeking mentorship for those listening, it's so mission critical. You need to be willing to put yourself out there and to display humility. And it's not a prerequisite, but it's sometimes hard to reach out and ask somebody. It takes courage. Because, you know, you're reaching out to some people that are either running their businesses, they're very busy, they're running their lives, and it's, hey, will you go to coffee with me? Will you go and grab a bite to me? It's on me. I'd love to take you out. And frankly, in Salem's a really cool place where you can make those calls. And generally, I don't want to speak for everyone, but people generally say yes, especially if you're persistent.
Yeah, persistence, and I think also being humble in your approach,
right,
of understanding some people aren't going to have time right now, and that doesn't mean that they're not, you know, appreciative, doesn't mean that they don't want to meet with you. It's just, you know, maybe now is not the right time. So
right.
I think anytime you reach out to somebody new, just understanding no might be the response you get, and that's okay. But I mean, it's better to shoot your shot. And, you know, if you get one no, but you know, a couple of yeses, I mean, you're setting yourself up for success.
Right. And, you know, it can be something that you're interested in, or someone that you admire, or someone that you've seen doing things like, how are they doing that? Or, man, I want to learn more about that. Because it's an opportunity, again, to engage and get closer to community. Like, you know, it's been a really challenging couple years for people, some more than others, depending on your industry and where you come from. And, you know, I feel like with the direction that the city is going and the people that are in here, employers and employees, like coming together, and it sounds like cliche just talking about like coming together and like we're holding hands or we're, excuse me, or we're meeting, but like that's where real community starts. And if you want to progress in your career, or you want to progress, whether it's, and that comes in a lot of different forms. I want to make more money, or I want to start my business, or I want to work for that person, or I really want to get into that industry. Like it starts with knowing someone. I mean, that's as human as it gets. You need to ask. You need to be willing to engage. So I think how important is mentorship is mission critical.
Yeah, key takeaway there, don't expect somebody to come pluck you from the crowd.
Sure.
Because the world just doesn't work that way, unfortunately. It would be awesome if people were just like, I mean, people are searching for some capacity, but you need to understand the value of relationships and expanding your network and establishing trust.
Right.
Right. The reason you want those relationships is not just because they know your name, but they need to know the value that you bring, what you can bring to the table and contribute to the greater cause that they have defined. So,
right. Well said.
Awesome. The coming together piece of it. Why do you feel like that is so important? What are you seeing in Salem right now that has you excited?
Coming together on a personal level, just for mental health, like well-being, like friendship, like real, organic, true friendship. Like last Saturday, when my friends call me at 10 in the morning after I walked around Minto Brown, they're like, hey, Josh, game's on. Like, mind if we come over? I'm like, after asking permission, I said, yeah, come on over. And it turned into a game night. Like, it starts with friendship. The second part of that is, remind me again.
What are you seeing in Salem that has you excited?
That's a loaded question. everything. You know, we're at a tipping point in our city. I've seen forecasts for 60,000 more people. I don't even know where they're all going to live. That's the job of city and planning and developers and builders and council, frankly. But what am I most excited about besides our little town growing up and becoming more inclusive and becoming more of a level playing field, eliminating the us and them? Like, we are literally all here as citizens of Salem, and we're growing together. We're living here. We're eating together. What am I most excited about? I'm excited about the progress that we're making. I really feel like Salem has made strides socially in the social fabric of being more open and inclusive. But, you know, for example, what do I want to say? I'll highlight a couple of organizations. Salem for Refugees. Salem is becoming this awesome relocation area for people from all over the world. And that's a part of who our country is, but also Oregon and the history in Salem too. And people are being welcomed with open arms all throughout the city, from Syria, from Afghanistan, from Mexico, from South America, like everywhere. And they're finding employment, and they're finding community, they're finding groups. And it's really exciting because the history of Salem was it wasn't always like that. And that's, you know, a sad part of the past, but I'm just excited at the direction, the new direction that the city's going. I mean, you got new leaders stepping up everywhere at different organizations Like you mentioned, I'm a part of the YMCA. You know, we're imagining a YMCA for all. It's not just a gym and a pool and somewhere you can go play pickup hoops at. Like, it's going to be an area where you can come in and you can seek out counsel, spiritual counseling, mental counseling. You can find a friend that you maybe wouldn't have had access to, because that's just kind of the culture that we're – I mean, it's a $30-plus million facility. So we need to make sure the return is there, and that return comes in the form of people being excited to be living where they are. Because in the past, what's happened, like I've highlighted, people move away. People say, you know what, we're going to Texas. You know what, we're going to Idaho. We're going to somewhere else.
Yeah, giving people a reason to stay. Yes. And yeah, that piece of finding friendship.
Purpose.
Finding a spouse. Finding a house that you can love and you see yourself growing into, right? As you continue to evolve your career and your family grows, if that's the path that you choose for yourself. But being somebody that really can facilitate that is something that I think that the community looks for, any community looks for in leaders. So who are the people that are facilitating these opportunities for people to gather and get together and get to know each other and connect on a deeper level, other than a Facebook post where you're liking it or you're arguing with what somebody says, or like you're replying to a comment, which is just a superficial, right? You're not getting to know anybody at a deep level. You're not understanding what you have in common with that person, because generally the post you're reacting to, and this is kind of a tangent, we're going on social media, but generally the post you're reacting to are the ones that get an emotional response from you because they anger you or upset you. And so even if this person has 100 things in common with you, you're hyper-focused on that one difference that you had that made you upset. So being that person that's going to bring people together is powerful. And the YMCA is an incredible example of that. I've seen the layout and the floor plans, and that place is going to be incredible. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Back to what you said on social media, I feel like people look at it, like you say, hyper-focus. It's like in a vacuum. Oh, it's like in a vacuum. And that's not how life is lived. And over the last 2 years, I think people have, participated more on there, and it's kind of caused some friction. But it's about the leaders, back to mentors, leaders, that are setting the table for conflict and are embracing discourse, like the chamber, what you guys are doing here. There is an issue in West Salem for a proposed homeless managed camp through Church at the Park. And the chamber, Tom, said, you know what, let's get everybody in the room. Let's sit around the table. Let's engage. And it's the people willing to, it's a Salem Leadership Foundation phrase, you know, set the table and you can get out of the way. You can let the people that are stakeholders engage. And so, you know, whether it's social media where it's, you know, there's keyboard warriors, which caused a lot of the stir in that particular illustration. But when people got in the room, looked into each other's eyes, took big, deep breaths in between talking, you realized, okay, purpose, constructive progress, like we're getting somewhere. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, if your community is going to grow up and your community is going to blossom for employers, employees, citizens, people, you have to be willing to look into the whites of people's eyes and take time and be intentional. And it's not just working your job and going home. It's what are you doing on top of that? And I'm certainly not advocating for overloading your schedule. I mean, we've all been there about tacking on way more stuff, especially with the commitments you make, than maybe you have capacity for. I've definitely been like that myself too, because I want to say yes to everything. And I feel, you know, grateful and fortunate that I'm in a position to even being able to say yes or no, because people are like, okay, this guy keeps on showing up to places and he keeps on, you know, and, you know, engaging. And, you know, it's nice to be asked for my input, but the more I realize it and the more I'm sitting at these tables and having these conversations where on the service side of things, it's about, frankly, giving a voice to those people that don't have voices. That's the biggest thing, because there's so many people that I've just from listening in our community that have felt othered, you know, and feeling othered. It's a really tough thing, especially if you haven't been that much, to be able to embrace and know what that means. And the more we can bring the barriers down for people to feel comfortable to say, yeah, I'm going to go and reach out to that person or that organization, or I'm going to reach out to Jacob. Like, I've been watching him on social media and like, I like what he's about. And he's doing this new thing at the chamber. Like, what is that all about? Like, that's what he's been talking about, new nonprofit. So, you know, it's people, I don't want to say being humble or being displaying humility, but like not being afraid to pick up the phone and text, call, email, just because you know what's going to happen. People love getting asked. It's an honor. And it's not something you force, but unless it's something you really want.
Yeah, and it's been interesting as I've recently announced this role. I've had a lot of people reach out and are like, I don't know what you're doing yet, but I want to be involved.
Keep me
in mind. So like, all right, people are ready to rally. People are ready to make something cool happen. So I'm excited to really listen to the community and understand what are the needs, you know, for our young professionals, for the emerging leaders, the people that we really see carrying the city, you know, to the next level and building off of the foundation that's already been set. So from your perspective, like, what are the needs? I know you're working with YMCA, you're working with Salem Leadership Foundation, both doing incredible things. But if you had to think of things that aren't available right now or opportunities of gaps to fill, like what comes to mind? I know I'm putting you on the spot with this question.
No, yeah, I'm digging deep in my brain. There was a camera here, you'd see my eyes closed looking left and right. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's so many needs. I mean, we don't have enough housing. We don't have enough athletic fields. We don't have enough opportunities for childcare. We don't have enough opportunity for access to healthy, clean foods. Like, there's like basic human stuff that we have needs for as a community that's, you know, and when you really get your lean in and like get yourself to those tables or those conversations, and when you really want to learn and hear about those struggles, it really illuminates what those needs are from families. There's a lot of families that are hurting and a lot of individuals that are going through some really, really hard times right now. Personal issues, communal issues, domestic stuff. And, you know, it's something that we got to be way more comfortable talking about. But, you know, you're in a professional setting. You're not right there airing out all your dirty laundry or your laundry per se. But it's about, back to like community, it's about having those relationships and those people that you can call. And, you know, hey, you want to go on a walk? You want to go talk? Let's go down to Bush Park. Let's go down to Minto Brown. Like, let's go downtown and, you know, go and grab a beer or, you know, grab a meal together. And it's about having people like that in your life that, you know, are there for you. And sometimes for family comes in a lot of forms.
Yeah, I think you kind of touched on it earlier, but kind of figuring out how do we become an organization that does set the table. And yes. Let people come, they'll have the conversations, they'll meet each other, they'll find the people they connect with. And hopefully even provide forums where we can kind of think through how do we solve some of these problems. Maybe at a small scale at first, right? Maybe there's five people at the table that feel like, mm-hmm. I want to be involved in Salem. I want to be involved in the chamber and the young pros. I don't really know what that fit looks like, but we can bring some problems in the community and think through like, how do we just at a micro level? You know, maybe we want to help five people, right? Like, let's figure out how we help these five people, whether it's finding childcare so they can go to work, or they need, you know, to figure out a path so they can afford housing and, you know, find somewhere to live or whatever it might be. I'm just like spitballing on a podcast right now. I might even just delete this. I don't know. But just thinking through, how do we set the table and let people be great at the things they're great at, but get new experiences that allow them to progress their lives?
Well, I'm over here looking at to my right at the chart here saying Salem Chamber, Convener, Catalyst, Champion. Historically, the chamber and all chamber of commerces are really business focused and private industry focused. But with what Tom, Zach, yourself, and the other staff members here at the chamber are doing now is taking this in a new direction. It's not just about business issues. It's about holistic community issues and opportunities. And that's something that's really exciting to me because, you know, setting the table's part of the process. And it might be five people. You talk about impact. Like, all right, how do we get the most amount of people in the room? It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are we talking about here? Like, let's focus first on those that are wanting to, first of all. I mean, there's times for scale and there's times for intentionality. And five people help helping five people might turn into those five people helping another five people.
Yes.
Because it's all about developing, catalyzing those future champions, those people that are going to be the ones in our community that are pushing it forward, that next generation, that next up. And that's what we were just talking about in the meeting we just had before the forum next week, which is a really exciting thing that's going to be coming up. But I just love what you guys are doing. I think that you guys are giving and you're planning to, sounds like, give a voice to more people in the city. And it's not just about business or elections or policies. It's like we are a leadership organization and we have the biggest, like literally, you guys have the biggest database of people and employers in the city and have the opportunity to do a lot of good. And the new direction is really exciting. But, you know, if Salem's going to grow up to be the city it was always destined to be, it's going to take everybody. And it's going to take everybody being informed about what the challenges are, and which is ever evolving. But we've hit on the big ones. I mean, those are things that have always been challenging. You know, food, childcare, support, services, access. But we're definitely trending in the right direction.
Absolutely. Josh, thank you so much for being the first guest on the Emerging Leaders podcast. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
Make sure you share this episode with a friend or five. If you have ideas for the podcast or ideas that you'd like to see come to life in Salem, email me at jacob@salemchamber.org. I'd love to hear from you. Enjoy your day, my friends.